Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Oh, yes.
It's loose reads time.
And we have Jen in the studio.
Morning, Jen.
It's great to have you up here.
Oh, it's great to be here with two of you. What an exciting treat.
It's so lovely to meet you. I love this segment.
Oh, now I'm doing it. Yeah. Here we are.
Crazy. And what book have you brought for us today?
Well, I actually have two books, but it's the start of something because this is going to be a 7-book series.
Whoa.
Oh, it's called God. On the Calculation of Volume. So I'll talk about volume 1 and 2 today. It's by Solveig Barley. She is a Danish author. On the Calculation of Volume 1 was shortlisted for the International Booker this year, which is the translation
Good
prize.
Stuff.
And these are translated, the first two are translated by Barbara J. Hevland, and I know that's changing a little bit in the future, but this is the start of quite a crazy series, which I think is going to take the literary world by storm. That's just my prediction, but it's about a woman called Tara Salter. She is Belgian and English. She lives in northern France with her husband Thomas and the antiquarian book dealers.
Right.
And her husband is back at home, and she is taken a train to a little town. I think she's in a little town, or is it Paris? I think she's somewhere. She's away from home, and she's doing some work, and it's the 18th of November, and then she does her thing.
Yeah.
The next morning she wakes up, and she goes down for breakfast, and she sees the same piece of bread fall that she saw the day before.
Oh, no.
And she starts to realize she's living the same day again.
Again and again.
And she wakes up the next morning, it happens again. So this is a Groundhog Day novel without the humour.
Oh, wow.
So there are some rules to this world of Groundhog Day. Anything digital that happens is not there the next day. But if she writes something physically down, it's there the next day.
Okay.
The items that she has, if they're like kind of close to her while she's sleeping, they'll be there the next day, but not guaranteed.
Right.
If she goes to a shop and buys something and then the next day goes back, it won't be there.
Ooh.
It's gone forever.
Ooh.
So there's these like, you know, it's not like a sci-fi novel where there's these hard and fast rules. It's just kind of a bit random. Mm,
yeah.
But she learns the rhythm of this day. So the first book we have her coming back home, telling her husband what's happening, and them trying to figure out what's happened together. But when they wake up the next morning, she has to do the whole thing again.
Oh, the whole explanation.
So she essentially finds herself, she's moving forward while everything else is staying the same. It's this kind of grey, rainy day. That's sort of just a bit bleh, and she needs to start moving away from her husband because emotionally she's moving away from him.
Yeah.
So it's her starting to find some meaning in this.
Wow.
So she sets herself these little projects, and in the second novel, and all of this is not spoilers really, she starts to get on the move because she starts to chase seasons. And because she's desiring winter, then she's desiring spring, then summer. So she starts to move around Europe to try and get these weather things that she needs.
So she can go to sleep in other locations and wake up in that location.
And her way of getting around that is that she tells hotels that she is allergic to cleaning products, so she needs a room that hasn't been slept in for a few days, so she knows that it hasn't been used the day before.
Okay. Right.
So there's these cute little things going through. And with money, like, she has money the next day.
It gets refreshed.
That's quite a nice part of it. So she's got no financial insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, there are these quiet novels, and there's these themes coming through, and I feel like by reading the first one, you're setting yourself the groundwork of what's to come. I don't know if you've read the Neapolitan novels by Elena Ferrante, My Brilliant Friend, and such.
Yes.
Like, those are the ones that by the time you get to the last book, the first book makes way more sense. Even if while you're reading it, you're like, what's happening, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes me think of books like Orbital, which won the Booker last year, which is so quiet and philosophical and looking at your place on the planet when nothing happens but everything happens. So it's not super plot driven, and so it's not really, I don't think these are books for people who like hated Orbital or who just need a story going through. Yeah. It's this musing through life and the routine that you give yourself, and where something like a theft or an injury could really like really shake. These are the major plot points that happen.
Yeah. Wow.
And then what I'm seeing is after I read the second one, there's these themes of consumption, climate change, loneliness are all starting to seep through.
Yeah.
So number one, groundwork, and number two, I finished this last night and it just ended on this cliffhanger. I was like, what the heck? Oh my God, it's so exciting. So the third book is coming out in November. So the first five.
So long.
I know. The first five have been translated, but Solveig is still writing the last two. But can I read a little bit?
Oh, 100%.
Please do.
It's towards the end of the second book, but again, these kind of snippets are not spoilers. Okay, so this is from day 793. So
she's counting.
Yeah, each it's like little vignettes, and they're all so
a day.
We're a few years in. So she's a few years older, while everyone else has stayed the same. When I sit in my backyard, I can tell that my time is a container. That is how it is. It is a day one can step into, again and again, not a stream, which one can only dip into once. Time doesn't fly anywhere. It stays still. It is a vessel. Every day I lower my body into the 18th of November. I move around, but nothing runs over the edge. Time is a space. Time is a room. Time is my backyard in the afternoon sunshine with the sound of cars with trams in the distance. My day is a container filled with a mild breeze and sunshine every day around 3. The night is a container with a medlar tree that rustles in the breeze, and the night says danke when the fruit fall. So it's quite punchy writing.
Yep.
Beautiful writing.
And really quite like plain and stripped back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Guys, I'm telling you, this is going to be like a whole thing.
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be a thing. Yeah.
So excited to, you know, get your hands on the first two books and then just come along for the journey.
Exactly.
Of them being released, etc. I mean, they sound incredible.
Yes, and I'm finding myself thinking about them a lot. And, you know, if this was you, what would you do? Like,
totally.
For parts of these books, she just like reads books for ages, or she like finds something. She studies the Roman Empire for like a month, you know. So there's these, and these, the author first had the idea for these books in 1987 before Groundhog Day the movie came out.
Wow.
But she wrote the opening part of book one in 1999. So this has been a long musing, but I heard this great interview. She thought the whole thing was so crazy that no one would want to read them. So I'm really glad people are catching on to it.
Yeah, I could totally imagine this being made into a movie or something like that.
Yeah, I think it would be a hard movie to make, but I think it
might
would
need
be
7 movies.
Yeah.
That's such an interesting concept. You know, any book that plays with the concept of time is quite fun.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
And we had with Orbital, that was set on the space station where you're watching the Earth turn.
Yeah.
The Ministry of the Future by Kellyanne Bradley, which she was here for the Writers' Festival. That's a time travel kind of novel. I think these are, it's. I feel like people are writing these books that are looking at the world we live in now.
Mm.
To be like, what have we done?
Yeah.
Because
time seems to move so quickly these days as well, you know, like.
And what do you do with it? And I think I've been thinking about this book as well, of like when you like are watching wars go on around the world, and then people are like, people who are caught up in that horror, like, I just want to go to my coffee shop every day, and like that routine that they desire for the simple life.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, routine is where it gets comfortable, I guess.
Yeah, and make community, etc. And what happens when you don't have that. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Hey, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jen. Such a treat to be with you guys for the next wee while.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting. Thank you, Jen. All right.
We'll catch you next week.
That was Loose Reads. Thanks to Time Out Bookstore.
That was Loose Reads.